It is quantifiable and it is measurable. Your DNA at the lowest level emits a unique frequency. Every atom emits a frequency. Energy and frequency are the same. Frequencies are what radio waves are. Frequencies pass through all known matter. Example, if you're in a house and you get an old transistor radio with an antenna and you turn it on, music magically appears from your transistor radio. The antenna in your house picked up radio frequencies that are broadcast from either a satellite or a transmitter someplace. That transmitter puts out a frequency which instantly is picked up by your transmitter. It bypasses space and time. That frequency from the radio transmitter goes across the ether and it passes through steel, brick, mortar, concrete, glass, wood. It passes right through it. Scientists today cannot explain how a radio frequency passes through solid steel or glass or bricks or mortar or stone. But it knows it does. And the answer is it passes through it because the radio frequency is at a quantum physics level smaller than an atom. It's smaller than an electron. It's smaller than the smallest known particle on planet Earth. It's a frequency. Frequencies exist, they're real. Vibrations exist, they're real. They're scientifically proven. The human brain, according to Thomas Edison and Albert Einstein, is both a transmitter and a receiver of frequency. And Edison, the genius Edison, the inventor of the light bulb, the creator of all types of inventions, a genius, along with the mathematician genius Albert Einstein, said that the human brain emits frequencies which, when focused, are picked up by other human brains and pass through the ether to affect other physical matter. I'm quoting them. I'm not making it up. I'm quoting. So the quote is, your brain puts out a frequency which is picked up by other brains. It actually passes through the ether, which means it can pass through steel. It basically is the same frequency type that a radio transmitter puts out. So it can pass through the same things that radio frequencies can put out. But according to Edison and Einstein, your frequency that you're transmitting from your brain is smaller and has a unique characteristic, unlike radio frequencies. According to Edison and Einstein, the frequency that your brain transmit instantaneously travels faster than the speed of light, instantaneously, and if transmitted this moment, can be picked up the exact same moment by another human brain on the opposite end of the planet. So the unique ability that your transmitter, your brain has, that a radio transmitter doesn't have, is a radio transmission frequency goes in a straight line. Which is why if you're broadcasting from a satellite, you need other satellites to bounce off it for to get to the other part of the globe. But your frequency has the unique ability to bypass space and time. And when you emit a frequency right now, instantaneously, it is picked up by matter or another human brain anywhere on the planet at the same instantaneous moment with the same amount of energy. This is according to Thomas Edison and Albert Einstein. And at the turn of the century, when Napoleon Hill wrote his book, he found this directly from the richest man in the world. He was told this by Andrew Carnegie. And it was verified by Henry Ford and all the wealthy people. This is one of the secrets that they knew. This is the secret that I was taught. This is the secret that all my colleagues know. That you, sitting here today, and you at home listening to the CD, have in your head the most powerful transmitter and receiver of frequency or energy or vibration on the planet. It's the most powerful and it's the fastest. It's the most powerful and fastest known. Someone always asks me, what about outside planet Earth? And the answer is, this is the basic workshop. We're only going to deal with basic information here today. So we'll leave that question for another day and another time for those of you who qualify at a certain level to discuss those matters, which are very interesting topics of conversation. And I'll be happy to share with you relics and various things at that point, which I'm sure you'll find interesting. So your brain is a receiver and a transmitter of frequency. That's the first concept. And the second concept is the law of attraction, which says, whatever frequency you emit, that exact same frequency is drawn to you. There is a magnetic pull. Whatever frequency you emit, that exact same frequency is drawn to you magnetically. There is a magnetic pull. And this is a scriptural principle for those of you who are Christians or Jews who believe in the Torah or the Bible, for those of you who are Muslims who believe in the Quran, for members of the Hindu faith who believe in the Vedas, people who believe in Confucius or Buddhism. All these books teach very similar concepts.